So we're ready to embrace an environment where people can either use non-coherent hypertransport, that's an open spec part of the hypertransport consortium, or get closer to us and use, you know, coherent hypertransport, right, if they want to, and then, you know, there we're willing to look at you know, business arrangements. My view is that will create a level of innovation around the AMD platform that will really trump Intel.
Right.
Because their structure of, you know, always closing things off and keeping everything for themselves is just limiting the amount of innovation. The same is true for the chipsets.
Right.
You know, we've always thought that an open chipset strategy is better because you now have 3, 4, 5 companies with bright engineers trying to come up with the best chipset.
Yeah.
It's a known fact in the industry that Intel chipsets are not great. It's not they're bad. They're not bad. They're just not great. Why? Because, you know, they don't have anybody really pushing them.
Right.
So I'm very excited about that aspect of what's happening around Optron. And that will allow us, through various partnerships and alliances, to probably bring to the Optron platform and the overall AMD64 ecosystem a level of richness in terms of adapting your computing power to the workload.